So our next speaker is Shelley Poitras. And Shelley Poitras works in the Regina-Qu'Appelle Health Region, which is and a member of Local 3967. Shelley was a stay-at-home mum in a very abusive relationship and on social assistance. She left that relationship in 1988, picked herself up, and was determined to start a new life. Without grade 12 or employment skills, she entered the Regina Work Preparation Program, which was a component of the representative workplace strategy, and she began to develop workplace skills and experience for permanent work in the healthcare sector. So just a little background on the representative workplace workforce strategy. There is something in your kits if you want to look for it, representative workplace strategy, maybe not now, but later for more information. And it was, there was an agreement signed in November 2000 between QP, the Saskatchewan Association of Health Organizations, and the provincial government to address underemployment of Aboriginal people in the workforce. At the time, I think Saskatchewan had about 13% of the population was Aboriginal. The highest population growth was in the Aboriginal community, yet they were horribly underrepresented in the workplace. So the results of this program was that the workforce participation rate of Aboriginals in the healthcare sector went from 1% to 6%. There were 2,100 new Aboriginal hires since 2003, and there were 10,500 out of the 12,000 QP healthcare members that went through an Aboriginal cultural awareness education program. The retention of Aboriginals in the healthcare sector increased from 4% to 96%. So Shelley, I gave a little bit of that background because Shelley is here. She wasn't at the bargaining table when this agreement was signed, but she went through that program. So her story is a personal story of what that representative workforce strategy has meant to her. So would you please welcome Shelley Poitras.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Cheryl, for the introduction. I would like to also say that I am First Nation from Musk-Peaton in Saskatchewan. I am a proud member of QP Local 3967, and I'm an employee at the Regina-Qu'Appelle Health Region. For starters, I would like to say how blessed I feel to be chosen for this opportunity to speak and tell my story. Like many people, I got together with the wrong person and stayed in an abusive relationship for over a decade, hoping to see change, but it never came. Many times I left the relationship, but went back despite pleas from my family and friends not to return. Finally, after almost 12 years, I had the courage and the smarts to get out for good. A huge reason for leaving was our child. I did not want to raise her in this type of environment. Although these were difficult times, I became a much stronger, wiser person. Once I left the relationship, I found myself a stay-at-home single parent on social assistance with very little education, no skills, and certainly no idea how to begin to help myself. Through my struggles, I found the Regina Work Prep Center and began to change my life. I became involved at the Work Prep Center, and when they announced they were partnering with the local health region's representative workforce to offer a health careers entrance training program, I became very interested. I applied and was accepted into the program. To me, this was my big break. At the Work Prep Center, I learned about employability skills, job readiness, and in the health careers entrance training program, I took CPR, first aid, safe food handling, WMIS, and PART training. In this program, I also learned about the QP union and the collective agreement and what support the union can offer me. As part of the training, I did a one-month work placement in the Regina-Qu'Appelle Health Region with their housekeeping department. This was a time for me to learn more about working in a hospital setting and meeting and working with other people. It also gave the employer the opportunity to see if I would make a good employee. I must have impressed my supervisors as I was hired into the Qu'Appelle Health Region in housekeeping on a casual basis in June of 02. After completing a successful probation period, I officially became a proud QP Local 3967 member. Going through this program gave me the tools to be confident, which led to a higher self-esteem. It was a great experience, and I realized I did have something to offer. I just needed a chance and a little help. I was thrilled for the opportunity to work in healthcare. I was making a decent wage, I had great benefits, and I belonged to the QP union. I was on my way. When I first started in the hospital, I struggled at times as I was deemed a casual worker. I did not get enough hours to make ends meet, so I took a second job, and these were exhausting days. I would clean seniors' homes during the day, and then I would go to work at the hospital for the evening. Through all of these struggles, I developed a great work ethic and a sense of pride and accomplishment. Within a few years of working in housekeeping, job satisfaction became important, and I knew I wanted to expand my skills and abilities beyond the duties of cleaning. I knew that without obtaining a grade 12, my options would be limited, so I enrolled in an evening class at SIAS to prepare for my GED. After 6 weeks of much studying, I successfully completed the exam, and I now have a GED grade 12 diploma. The costs of obtaining this diploma were covered by my collective agreement. While I was studying for the GED, I took a leave from my position in housekeeping, again following the QP Seho collective agreement, to work in a temporary position as a unit support worker. This was a welcome change, but not as fulfilling as I thought. I wanted more. I felt the main duties of folding linen and stocking cupboards was important in the components of how a hospital works, but it was not what I wanted to do. When this temporary position was up, I returned to housekeeping and I enrolled myself in a medical terminology course that the region was offering. This was by far the most challenging task I faced. For 6 months, I ate, slept, and breathed medical terms. I took flashcards to study at work, and I spent every extra moment with my nose in a book. Many times I wanted to quit, but then I would get my determination back, and I knew I needed to finish. I was not going to be a quitter. So I studied and I wrote the test. And I was ecstatic to learn not only did I pass, but I got a 95. I was so excited and amazed that I could accomplish the things I put my mind to doing. I took full advantage of the opportunity that the representative workforce has offered me. Within a short time, I was able to move out of housekeeping again into my current position. This is client porter, still at the Pasco Hospital. I enjoy my job, I enjoy chatting with the patients, and having some sense of responsibility for the people in my care. And although I do thoroughly enjoy this job, I find myself still yearning for more. Just last week, I visited the Human Resource Department, and in particular, the Representative Workforce Program, to ask for some help and direction about another career move. The manager of the program referred me to the program's career path and consultant. We have met, and I'm now considering a variety of options. I'm unsure of what lies ahead of me, but I am looking forward to bigger and better opportunities for myself and for my family. I appreciate the opportunities afforded me through the employer and the union and the representative workforce strategy. I find I have a supportive employer and union that are willing to invest in me. They not only want me to succeed, they want to retain me and stay an employee with the region and are willing to offer me opportunities throughout my career. I must say that as a First Nations woman, now is the time to enter into the job market and career pathing. There are so many opportunities for our people. All you need is the will and a little support from your employer and your union to achieve success. In conclusion, I have been asked to tell my story. I now realize the resources and work that was done by my employer and the union before me in bringing opportunities for Aboriginal peoples to enter the workforce. The partnership agreement and the representative workforce strategy has been a life change for me. These opportunities do not seem to be limited. I find support in every faction of employment, from recruitment or entering the workforce to retainment of Aboriginal workers, to career development. And my own union and employer have now been offering these opportunities to me for 5 years. I find it personally important for me to show that to my own child, my family, and my community what can be accomplished. I never thought I would be saying this, but I have been told that I am a role model. Me, a role model, with my limited experiences, I am found to be a role model to my family, my friends, and the community. If I can do these things, then anybody can. So I would like to thank you for listening, and thank you to the organizers for inviting me.
So, Shelley, if you're yearning for more, how about shop steward? I didn't want to say when I introduced Shelley that this was her very first time speaking at a major public event. She did an awesome job.